Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the eighth and final chapter of Hilchos Eruvin. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss what happens if you make more than one Eruv Techumen for yourself. You put one on the east, one on the west, for example, and other such cases. Does it work? Does it not work? Under what conditions does it work? Let us learn. Halacha Aleph. Ein manichin shnei Eruvin echad b'mizrach b'echad b'marav, k'dei shehalich b'mekzas ha'yom al echad mishnei ha'yeruvin, b'shar yom al ha'eruv ha'sheni. A person is not able to place an Eruv Techum in the east and another one in the west, in order so that way, part of the day, he can walk beyond the one in the east, let's say, 2,000 amos, and the one in the west, for the other part of the day, walk beyond that one, 2,000 amos. You're not allowed to do that. She'ein ma'arvin shnei Eruvin liyom echad, because you cannot create two different Eruv Techumens in one day. Tav Eruv l'shtei ruchos, kimadumahu shem arvin l'shtei ruchos. If somebody made a mistake, and he indeed did this, he made an Eruv to the east, an Eruv to the west, thinking that you were allowed to make two Eruvs in two different directions, Osh Amar Lishnayim, Tsuv Arbu Alai, or he told two people, go out and make an Eruv for me. Echad Eruv Alav L'Tzafon, Echad Eruv Alav L'Daro. And then one of them went ahead and made an Eruv for him in the north, and the other one made one for him in the south. Mahalach Kirag Lishnayim. So then he can only walk in the area which is valid for both of them, the part where they overlap. Halacha Beis, Ketzad, Mahalach Kirag Lishnayim. How is it that you can walk in the part which overlaps? She'enu Yachal Halach El Makam Sheis Lishnayim Lahalach Bo. He can only walk in the area where within both of those Eruvs he is allowed to walk. For example, let's say one of them was placed 1,000 amos to the east. And the other one he placed 500 amos to the west. With regards to walking westward, since there's an Eruv to his east, 1,000 amos away, he can only walk 1,000 more amos to the west. And similarly, when he walks eastward, since there's an Eruv to his west, 500 amos away, he can only walk to the east 1,500 amos, just as if he had his Eruv in the west. Lafikach, im Eruv, o Eruv alav, shnei Eruvin, elu echad berichuk alpaim amal mizrach, echad berichuk alpaim amal marav. Therefore, it could turn out that if they made these two Eruvs for him, one is 2,000 amos to his east, one is 2,000 amos to his west, so then it will turn out, harezel lo yazuz mkomo, that he's not allowed to move at all, because in either direction, he's not able to go even a single amma. Halacha Gimel. Ma'ariv atam shnei Eruvin b'shtei ruchos. A person is allowed to, however, make two separate Eruv Techumen in two different directions, umasne, as long as he makes a stipulation for Omer, and he says as follows. Im Eruli Tvar Mitzvah, o nechlatzti l'machar, v'nitzrachti l'ruach zo, zeh Eruv hu, shani somech alav, v'ha Eruv sheberuach hashenes, eno klum. A person can say that if for some reason, for a mitzvah purpose, or I'm under a certain pressure, and I need to tomorrow go in this direction, so then this Eruv in this direction should be the one I'm relying on, and the Eruv in the other direction, the second one, is worthless. And if for some mitzvah reason, or for some pressure-filled reason, I need the other direction, that's the Eruv I rely on. And the one in the other one, I am not relying on at all. And if I need both of these Eruvs, both of these directions, I can rely on whichever one I prefer, and I will go in that direction. And if it turns out that I don't need anything, and I don't need either of these directions, neither of these Eruvs are an Eruv, and I'm not relying on either of them, rather, I'm like everybody else in my city, that he has 2,000 amos outside of the city walls in every direction. So to repeat, while it is forbidden to just make two Eruvs and think that that's going to work for you, instead he'll be hit with the maximum restrictions that will be created from those two Eruvs, if he stipulates in the fashion just described, that will indeed work. Halacha Dalet. Just as it's forbidden to go beyond the 2,000 amos, beyond the city's limits, beyond one's tchum on Shabbos, it's equally as forbidden to go out on Yontif or on Yom Kippur beyond the tchum. And just as one is liable for carrying from one domain to another domain on Shabbos, so the same halacha is true with regards to Yom Kippur. You cannot carry from one domain to another. However, Alba Yom Tov Mutr L'Hotim Yerushas L'Rushas. But with regards to the Yontif, then you are allowed to carry from one domain to another. Lafikach, Therefore, the same rules with regards to making an Erev Chatzeros and of making a Shita of Mavos, as we have seen in earlier Prakim, apply on Yom Kippur just as they do by Shabbos. And with regards to the Tuchum, which applies on Yontif as well as Yom Kippur, so there you can make an Erev Tuchumen with regards to Yom Kippur and to Yom Tov in the same exact fashion that you would for Shabbos. Halacha Hey. Yom Tov Shecholios Samach LeShabbos. If Yom Tov falls out near Shabbos, Bein Melachneha, Bein Melachreha, whether it's the day before or afterwards, O Shnei Yom Tovim Shogolios, or if it's a two-day Yom Tov as we have in the Diaspora, Yesh Lo La'arev Shnei Eruvin, L'Shtei Ruchos, V'Somach Al'Eza Mehen Shir, Till Yom HaRishon, V'Al'Erev Shaburach HaShnia, L'Yom HaShen. A person is allowed to make two separate Eruvin then, with regards to these different holy days. He can have one for one day in one direction, and the other for the other day in another direction. Omariv Erev Echel Ruach Achas, or he can make one Erev in one direction, V'Somech Alav L'Echad Mishnei Yomim, and he can rely on it for one of the 2 days, V'Yom HaShani Yekiv Ne'ir, and on the other day he can decide to be like part of the city, like anybody else. U'Gilu Lo'as Erev, and as if he didn't make an Erev Eish Lo Alpayim Am L'Chol Ruach. And then, like every other resident in the city, he'd have 2,000 Amos in each direction from the edge of the city. V'Medrim Amurim, when is this true? V'Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golios. That's with regards to the 2 days of Yontif that we're familiar with in the diaspora. Al B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. However, there's an exception. On the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Harehen Ki Yom Echad, they count as one day. V'Einu Ma'ariv L'Shnei Yomim El Ruach Achas. And there, you have to count it as a single day, and you can only do it in one direction. Halacha Vav. V'chein masna adam al Yeruvo, a person can similarly make a stipulation on his Erev, v'omer, and say, Eruvi l'shabbos zu, aval lo l'shabbos acheres. He can say, this is my Erev for this Shabbos, but not for another one. O l'shabbos acheres, aval lo l'shabbos zu. Or, similarly, he can say, for a different Shabbos, but not for this Shabbos. L'shabbosos l'yom tovim, l'yom tovim l'shabbosos. He can say, it should be my Erev for Shabboses, but not for Yom Tov. And not for Shabboses, but yes, for Yom Tov. You can say it however you like. Halacha Zayin. Amr l'chamisha hareini ma'ariv al eze mikem she'erza. Rotziti eilech, lo rotziti lo eilech. If a person says to 5 other people that I'm going to make an Erev on my behalf, as well as on behalf of one of you, and if I choose to go, then I will go. If I choose I don't want to go, then I will not go. In that case, even though he only decided that he wanted to go after it got dark, and he chose one of these 5 after it got dark, he is still allowed to go, as can the person he chose to be his companion. And this is because the concept of Breira, which is to say retroactively something can be considered as if it was clarified once it is clarified at some point in the future. When it occurs, it retroactively now has been as if it occurred all along. That works with regards to rabbinic decrees. And since Erev Tuchumim is rabbinic in nature, so therefore it works. V'chein hama'ariv l'shabbosos shel kol hashana, and similarly, if somebody makes an Erev for all the Shabbosim of a year, v'amar rotziti eilech l'rotziti lo eilech, ela eyek b'nei iri, so if he says that this will be for all Shabbosim of the year, and at any point, if I want to choose to go that week, then it will count as an Eir for me, and if not, it will not, and instead he'll be like a regular member of his city. So then, kol Shabbos year to Yelech, then any Shabbos that he chooses, that he wants to make it be a real effective Eir, he can go and follow it as his Eir, aval pi sheratza misha d'echshach, even though he only decided to do so afterwards. Again, because Breira applies here. Halacha Ches.
If somebody makes an Erev for the 2 different days of Yontif that we have in the diaspora, or for Shabbos and Yontif,
even though it was one Erev in one direction for both days, it has to be in its place. That Erev, those 2 Sudas, have to be found, available in their place on both nights, on the night of the first as it enters, as well as the night of the second, during the entire time of twilight.
How can he do this properly?
What he does is that on Erev Yontif, or Erev Shabbos, he goes and waits until it gets dark, and then he places it down in his hand, and then he comes back if it was the night of Yontif. And then the next day he goes to that spot, and he places it there again, until it gets dark. But ochla, when he eats it there, imhayalel Shabbos, o mivio imhayalel Yom Tov. And he either eats it there if it was Shabbos, because you can't carry it back on Shabbos, or you bring it back with you if it was a night of Yontif. But meishahein shtei kedushos, because they are 2 separate kedushos, and they don't count as one. Kedei shenomar mileil rishon kana ha'erev l'shnei yomim, to say that on the first night it took effect for both of the 2 days.
Halacha tes. Nachal ha'erev b'rishon, kana ha'erev l'rishon, v'ein lo erev l'sheni.
If the erev ended up getting eaten,
on the first day, so then it worked for the first day, because as long as it was there during Mena Shemashos, it's valid, but it does not work for the second day. Eir Baragla Barishon, if he had done the Eruv by simply walking there, as we've seen in the previous parak, he's allowed to. He doesn't need to leave Shtei Sudos there. Tzarech L'Ari Baragla Basheni, so then on the second day as well, he needs to go there and make an Eruv by going there. And what does that mean? The Rambam reminds us that it means that you go there and you stand in that place and you think in your mind that this will be the place where you want to be your makom shvisa. Eir b'pas b'rishon, if he had used bread, he had taken meals out there on the first day. If on the second day, then he chooses to just simply do it by walking there, that can work as well as an eruv. And if he wants to use bread again, however, if he wants to use bread, he has to use the very same bread he had used on the first day. Halacha Yud. Yom HaKippurim shechol yos erev Shabbos ola achar Shabbos bizman shemakajin al pi ha-ri'ya yirah li shehem ki yom echad ukdusha achas hein. The Rambam now tells us that it appears to him that if Yom Kippur falls out to be on erev Shabbos or on Sunday, the day after Shabbos, so in the times when they would sanctify the new month based off of witnesses seeing the new moon, the Rambam tells us that he believes the halacha is that they count as one day just like Rosh Hashanah and therefore will play by those same rules of having one Eruv for the two of them. Halacha Yud Aleph. Zeh she'amar she'yesh lo la'arif shnei Eruvim r'shtei ruchos l'shnei Eruvim. That which the Rambam has told us that you should make two separate Eruvim in even two directions for the 2 days of Yom Tov. This is assuming that he can get to both of those places, those two Eruvim, on the first day. If, however, it's impossible for him to get to the Eruv of the second day on the first day, ain Eruv Hasheni Eruv, then that Eruv for the second day is not going to be a valid Eruv. Because the Eruv, in order for it to work, needs to be a meal which is available to be eaten while it's still daytime. And with regards to this case, since the person cannot reach the Eruv for the second day on the first day, therefore it's not a meal which is fit while it's still day, i.e. while it's the first day. Rambam will now illustrate what he means by this. A person placed his Eruv in the eastern direction 2,000 amos away from his home. And he relied on that as his Eruv for the first day. And then he placed the Eruv for the second day in the other direction, in the westward direction, an amo or 100 amos or 1,000 amos, it doesn't really matter. And he relied on that for the second day. That's not a valid Eruv for the second day. Why? Because on that first day, this Eruv for the second day wasn't available for him to eat on the first day while it was still daytime. Because he can't reach it. Because he can't walk any longer in the westward direction. However, if he had merely placed his Eruv in the eastern direction 1,500 amos rather than 2,000 in that direction, and he relied on that for his first day, and as for the second day Eruv, he placed it within the 500 amos that he has remaining from the eastward Eruv in the westward direction, and he relied on that for his second day, then that is a valid Eruv. Why? Because it's possible for him to have reached it while it was still day of the first day, and therefore it's a valid Eruv for the second day. Halacha Yud Dalet. Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Erev Shabbos, when Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, on a Friday, Eino Osa Eruv Yom Tov. You can't make the Eruv on Yontif for Shabbos. Lo Eruv Chatzeros, lo Eruv Tchumen, whether it's referring to an Eruv Chatzeros or an Eruv Tchumen. Instead, Elam Arev Hu B'Yom Chamishi Shehu Erev Yom Tov. Instead, you make the Eruv for Shabbos ahead of time, on Thursday, the day before Yontif. V'im Chalu Shnei Yom Tov M'Shol Gal Yos B'Chamishi, the Erev Shabbos, and if it's a two-day Yontif, and it falls out on Thursday and Friday, Ma'ariv Miyom Revi Eruv Tchumen Ma'Eruv Chatzeros. So then, as for making the Eruv on Shabbos, so you make it on Wednesday, on Yom Revi, whether it's Eruv Tchumen or Eruv Chatzeros. V'im Shachach below Eruv, and if he forgot and didn't make an Eruv, Harei Zem Ma'ariv Eruv Chatzeros B'Chamishi, Ba'Eruv Shabbos, Umasna Avalo Eruv Tchumen. So then, on Yontif, he still is, if he had forgotten, able to make an Eruv Chatzeros on either the first day or second day of Yontif, whether Thursday or Friday respectively, but he is not able to make an Eruv Tchumen. Halacha Tezvav, the final halacha in the parak, and the final halacha in all of Hilchos Eruvin. Ketan Masna, now how does he stipulate it? Omer b'chamishi, im hayom yom tov, ein b'dvarai klum. V'im lav, harei ze erev. He says on Thursday that if today is actually yontif, so then my words are meaningless. And if it's not, so then this should count as a valid erev. Ulam machar, chozer amariv, and then on the next day, on Friday, he goes back and he makes an erev again, v'omer, and he says as follows. Im hayom yom tov, kvar yiravti mamash. If today is yontif, so then I already made an erev yesterday. V'im b'dvarai hayom klum. And everything I'm saying right now is meaningless. V'im emesh hayom tov, but if yesterday was yontif, harei ze erev, then today is not yontif, and therefore this is an erev for Shabbos. When is this true? That's true with regards to all the other two-day yontifs of the diaspora. But when it falls out that it's the first 2 days of the new year, it's Rosh Hashanah, day one and two of Tishrei. As we've seen before, they count as a single day. And you cannot make an error from them, even if you had forgotten on them themselves. You have to have done it from before yontif. And that concludes Hilchos Erevin. Another wonderful section of Sefer Zmanim finished. We move on tomorrow to Hilchos Shvisas Asur, a 3-day section all about halachos of Yom Kippur. Have a wonderful day.